It is great to be here. Man, thank you so much for being here. Pastor Mark is on vacation, so he's getting refreshed. And are you annoyed at people right now? Like, I feel like every friend of mine is in Florida, except for me. And so if you're like me, you check Facebook or Instagram every now and then, I'm like, you just need to block it this week because I'm so annoyed. I'm like, good for you. but hey, no, I am so glad that Pastor Mark's able to get away. I'm so glad that you guys are here. I know that, man, you guys are faithful. It's like negative a million degrees outside. And then plus the Vikings are playing this afternoon. Some of you guys are like, oh no, that's right. And then you get up and leave. No, don't do that. But for real, I'm so glad you're here. My name is Pastor Justin. I am the family pastor here at our church. And what that simply means is I get the opportunity to work with our children's ministry team across all of our campuses. And they're absolutely amazing. I love them. And I hope you guys love Pastor Leif and what he's doing here with the kids ministry. I love coming to visit and just seeing what God's doing in and through him and in the lives of our kids. I also want to take this opportunity. Every time I speak, I always love to talk about the next generation and our passion for the next generation. And I really believe this. I believe that with all my heart that I think we're obligated to pour into the next generation. Each and every person in this place. And you might think, man, I don't have a gift for that. That's not my calling. Or I mean, I've got my own kids and I pour into them. I totally get it. I've got six kids myself, and so I get, you know, we pour into them at home and pour them at the church. But I believe this. I believe that we're all obligated to do that because if we don't pass on to the next generation all the wonderful things that God has done, we don't talk about Jesus to the next generation, how will they know who Jesus is, right? How will they know? The only reason why you and I are sitting here today is because there's a generation before us that said, hey, we want to speak the name of Jesus. We want to talk about who Jesus is and share our story. We all have a story, right? We all have a testimony or many of us here of what brought us here to this place and how God saved us. And so I do. I believe with all my heart that we need to pour into the next generation. So I would encourage you, before I get into the message, after service, the next week or so, is talk to Pastor Leif, talk to Pastor Alex, talk to our great next generation leaders here, and say, hey man, where can I get involved? Man, put me out in a spot so I can. I'll lead a small group. I'll hold a baby. I'll talk to teenagers, whatever it is, get involved. I think it'd be cool if each and every one of us was involved in youth or kids ministry around here. So I just want to say that, and I just want to thank you. In fact, can we do this? If there's anyone involved in youth and kids ministry now, can you guys stand up? And we just want to acknowledge you and to say thank you. Yeah, stand up. You can do it. You can do it if you're involved in kids or youth ministry. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really mean that. Thank you so much. And so... thank you. I know that next time I come, all of you guys will stand up. Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'm going to dive into the message here. I've got a few moments with you, and I have some thoughts here. I just want to talk to you guys about, and then we'll be on our way. And so, as I was talking with Pastor Mark earlier this week, we were talking about 2018 and what God's going to do at River Valley Church, and specifically through the Faribault campus. I'm telling you what, Pastor Rob has an amazing message. I know we talked about it in the announcement. You guys won't want to miss the message. It's going to be great. And we felt, as I was talking with Pastor Mark, that this message would really springboard and just us into that message and put us a step ahead. And so what I want to talk to you guys about this morning for a few minutes is the power of one. The power of one, or we can call it uniquely unified, or we can call it unity and uniqueness, or you can just make up a title. Make up any title you want with this message. The content will stay the same. Maybe afterwards we'll take a poll, and you guys can tell me what we should have called the message afterwards. maybe not. Okay, I'll just continue on. But the power of unity. Listen, there's something powerful when we're all unified. Unity, there's power in unity. And I believe this. I believe that God calls us and he wants the body of Christ. And it's no coincidence he calls the church the body of Christ, which represents unity, right? There's a lot of body parts that make up a body. And so it represents unity, the body of Christ. So there's importance in unity. And but the crazy thing is that we're all so unique, right? We all have unique gifts. We all look differently. We all have different abilities and talents. And so this uniqueness has to work with unity. And God, that's the way God, it's crazy to me. That's the way God created things. That's why he created us. He created us so unique, but yet he wanted us to walk in this unity together. And man, I'm telling you what, in this day and age, it seems like, especially in America, right? It seems like if there's any disagreement, there can't be unity. Oh, I can't walk with you. We can't talk. We can't do this together. We disagree with this. Whether it be politically or spiritually or whatever it is, it's all across the board. It's like one disagreement and it's like, well, we're done. And here's the cool thing. Let me tell you unity is not. Unity is not agreeing on every little thing. It's not agreeing on every little thing, right? Unity is not about agreement on everything. And this could surprise some of you, but there are times when even Pastor Rob and I will be talking, and I'm like, Pastor Rob, I disagree with you with that. I don't agree. And there's times where he'll say to me, yeah, Justin, I don't agree with you on that. I just don't think that's right. But yet there is a unity between us. You know, my wife and I, who's sitting here, surprise, surprise, we don't agree on everything. But we're still married. We're still unified, even though there are some disagreements with some things. And so it's not about agreement. I think it's more about the spirit of agreement. It's more about, man, the things that we can focus on together. I mean, there's so much in common that we have. There's so many common goals, and there is there's a destination that we're all getting to. And sometimes we might think, man, we should go this way to get to the destination, but you're like, oh no, I think we should go this way. And I think it's more about that, but for some reason, I feel like even in the body of Christ, the church, we tend to focus more on the negative. We tend to focus more on what we disagree on than what we agree on. And I think God's like, no. I mean, there's so much to agree on. There's so much that we're together on, that we're believing for. Let's focus on those things, because being in unity is important. It's very important, being in unity and understanding where everyone fits and how we all fit together and work together. Pastor Rob's going to preach an amazing message in a couple weeks. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. And I think by us being unified and by us walking together and doing life and doing church together, I think that we're going to be the better for it. And not only will we be the better for it, but I think we'll reach more people the more we're unified. The Bible stresses, God stresses many times about unity and on making every effort to keep unity. And I'm sorry, I don't really have like a lot of points, so I'll tell you when there's like a key phrase I want you guys to key in on. but here's one, is that make every effort to keep unity. Make every effort to keep unity. In fact, in Ephesians 4:13, it says this: make every effort to keep yourselves unified in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit. And I wonder, are we making every effort to stay unified? That's a strong statement. Are you making every effort to stay unified? Are you saying, you know what? Yeah, even though I don't agree with you on that, it's all good. We're gonna be fine. Or man, I like Pastor Mark's style better. He's a better preacher. He'll be here next week. Okay. But just hang in. But see, it's not about those things. It's about, man, we all love Jesus, right? We all want to preach the name of Jesus and see the kingdom expand and be generous with our giving. We're all those things. I think those are the important things. And so God is saying, man, make every effort. Those are the things that we should be more about, that we should be focusing on. Those to make every effort to keep yourselves unified. In Psalm 133, verse 1, Psalm 133, it says, how wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in what? In harmony, in unity. How wonderful and pleasant. It's a good thing to be in unity. In 1 Corinthians 1:10, it says, and this is Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. The Corinthian church is a little crazy right now, okay? It's a little cray-cray. They're a little divisive. They need some Jesus in that place. And so Paul's got to be the dad. He's got to come along, and he's got to bring some correction. And remember, he's speaking to the church, okay? He's not speaking to the people of Corinth. He's speaking to the Corinthian church. And he says, I appeal to you. I beg you, please listen to me. I mean, I'm making an appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, to live in what? To live in harmony with each other. Stop being so divisive. He says, let there be no divisions in the church. Rather, let's be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. I mean, it's in the church. And he's saying, stop. Can't we all get along? Can't we all get on the same page? Can't we all be in unity? Because it's so important in order for us to reach people for Jesus, in order for us to make the biggest impact we can, it's important that the church is unified. It's important that that we're all finding our spot, that we're all on the same train, going the same direction. I think that when we're talking about unity and we're talking about this uniqueness, this gift, I want to read a very, very popular passage of scripture in 1 Corinthians 12. And you guys have read this a lot. I mean, really, this message is really to remind us and to encourage us about the impact that we can make when we're taking all of our uniqueness, all of those gifts, and we're using them for one common purpose. We're using it in a unified way. But in 1 Corinthians 12, it says this. It says, now, dear brothers and sisters, this is Paul again, he's talking to the Corinthian church. Regarding your question about the special abilities the Spirit gives us, I don't want you to misunderstand this. You know that when you were still pagans, you were led astray and swept along in worshiping speechless idols. So I want you to know that no one speaking by the Spirit of God will curse Jesus, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. In verse 4, he says, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts. And as I read this, this is what I want you guys to pay attention to. I want you guys to pay attention to how many times there are uniqueness. So every time he says different, every time there's something multiple, okay? It speaks of uniqueness. And then he always kind of comes back to the same. He talks about this unifying word of being the same and being unity, okay? So he all throughout this, he talks about that. In verse 4, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts. There's all these uniqueness. But there is the same Spirit being the source of them all. In verse 5, there are different kinds of service, but we serve the what? The same Lord. God works in different ways, but it's the same God who does the work in all of us. In verse 7, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Can I just pause real quick? I really believe this. God just says a spiritual gift is given to each of us. It's given to each of us. And he goes on to say to help each other. What God has done in your life, the gifts that you guys have, the talents that you possess, that's a unifying word. It's to help each other, because I don't know too many people who aren't unified, who are helping each other. And so there's unity when we're helping each other. And I really believe this with all my heart, that for myself, for you, that God's given us these gifts so we can help one another, so we can build each other up, not just the church, but even those outside the church, those who don't know Christ, to help one another, to be there for each other. And then in verse 8, he says, to one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, the Spirit gives the gift of healing. In verse 10, he gives one person the power to perform miracles, another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It's the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. In verse 12, And this is Paul. And I'm a visual person, so that's why I have all my toys here, because even sometimes I get bored when I speak, and so I have to, I'm just kidding. You guys are like, trust me, I could use a block. In verse 12, it says this. It says, the human body, so this is Paul again, remember talking to the church. And I just picture as he just got done saying all this stuff that people are like, huh? What's he talking about? He's like, okay, let me dumb it down for you a little bit. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, some are free, but we all have been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. And yet again, I still feel like people like, what? What's he talking about? And Paul's like, okay. Let me say it this way in verse 14. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not a hand, that does not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, that would be weird. How would you hear? You ever think of the whole body were an eye? Like, it would just hurt all the time. Right? You ever think about that? Like, ow, 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 ow. That's dumb. Or if the whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? Yeah, I mean, it's a great point. How would you do those things? He's saying, church, listen. We got to be unified. I understand we all have different gifts. I understand we all have different abilities. I understand that there's uniqueness within each of us, and we all have differing opinions a little bit. But listen, I gave those to you for a purpose, and we've got to work together. We got to be going in the same direction, going to the same place. That is how we'll make a difference in the world. In fact, this is what unity does. And as I said, I'm going to have the band come forward and get in their places because we're going to wrap up here in just a minute. Listen, this is what the Bible says in John chapter 17. It says this. This is the importance of unity. It says, and this is Jesus saying this. He says, I am praying not only for these disciples. He's talking to his heavenly Father. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. Listen, we're sitting here today because because those disciples had a message that they spoke. Amen. And it says, I pray that they will all be one. He's talking to his disciples. He's talking to us right now. He's like, God, I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you. You don't need to play anything yet. And I am in you. And it says, and may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. Did you guys hear that? If you want to know why unity is so important, why it's important to take all of our gifts and not be bickering and not be jealous of this gift and that gift and just us embracing what God has done for us, it says right there in verse 21, it says, and may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. You want to know why unity is important? Because unity will show people who don't know Jesus that Jesus is real, that he really did exist, that he really does, that he really is the hope of the world. That is why it's so important that we be unified. That is why it's so important that we embrace the gifts that God has given us, the individual gifts, and use them together for his purpose and accept what God has done for us. I think about this when I think about spiritual gifts, I think about the place that we have in the church. I think about puzzles, and I mean, how many have puzzles at home? We all have puzzles, right? If you're like me, I mean, I don't know why they make puzzles for kids. I mean, because if you're like our household, you'll have your 1,000-piece puzzle, right? And you'll be on piece 998, and you're feeling good about yourself. You grab piece 999, put it in its place, and then you go for piece 1,000, but it's not there. It's gone. Piece 1,000 is gone. You've got this amazing puzzle. You got this really cool puzzle, and there are no, the piece is missing. It's gone. You're missing piece 1,000. And it's like, what in the world? Where did Peace 1000 go? Now, and then what is the, like, where is your eye directed to on the puzzle? You've got all 999 pieces there, but where is the one place that your eye goes to? It goes to the missing piece. It goes to the, so no matter how beautiful it is, all you see is that one piece that's not there. And you're checking everywhere. You're on the couch, you're looking in your kids' mouths, like, where'd it go? You know, trying, like, give me, where is the piece? It just bothers you. It bothers me. And you're like, that puzzle is no good anymore. And I think about this when I think about gifts and us using our individual gifts. All these pieces are different. I mean, there's different designs and shapes. And listen, you could be the missing piece that River Valley needs. You and your gift could be the piece that we've been looking for. You could be the piece that we need. I don't care what your background is. I don't care who your mommy, who your daddy is. I don't care any of that. You could be the missing piece. God has put something in you that River Valley needs to reach the Faribault community. It's in you. It's in us. It's doing it together. But we got to find that piece. We got to embrace that piece. I know there's some people here, you're like, man, I don't even know where my piece is. I don't know my gift. Maybe some of you, man, I know my gift, but I mean, I haven't been using it for the kingdom. It's important that we're unified. It's important that we're doing things together. It's important we're working together. When I think about unity, I think about a band often. Oh, wow, look at this. As you can see, they're all in their proper places. And so I asked the band to come together. Now these guys, now to be fair, some of these are very talented, and I know they can do multiple things, multiple instruments, multiple everything. And we're going to make this up right now. Again, Pastor Mark's not here, so he can clean it up next week. We'll have some fun. So I asked them, this is what I asked them to do. They've got different gifts and abilities. I asked them to get in a different spot that they would normally be in. Maybe they don't know how to do what they're going to do, and they're just going to play a song, right? You guys are just going to do some sort of song, playing instruments that you might not be familiar with. And let's just see what this sounds like. Okay, ready, go.
The sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes, I am.
Some didn't even know how to stop. How many think that sounded great? Please don't cheer them on, please. No! That was not good. Okay, let's go ahead and get in your right spots. Listen, that sounded less than desirable. Why? Because there were people playing instruments that they were not created to play. Now granted, I know some of them probably can't play multiple instruments, so I don't want to take that away from them. But listen, God gave them a specific gift. He gave them a certain ability to make great sounding music. And aren't you glad we have a band that can make great sounding music, right? But listen, I know that you may be not be able to play an instrument, but you have a gift and ability. And I want to know, when you embrace the gift that God has given you, it is like sweet sounding music. It's like sweet sounding music. But even when we can be in our place, even if we're not synced together, if we're not on the same page, if we're saying, hey, you know what? Yeah, this might be my gift, but I want to play it this way, and this person says, well, I want to play it this way, it's still not gonna sound, it still may not sound as good. That was a cue.
Are like, oh, that actually was, yeah. Do they have a recording of that somewhere?
No, listen, that's not good. You're not supposed to like that. It still doesn't sound good. They're all playing. They're all in different keys. They've got the gift, but they're not going the same direction. But what happens, man, when we're all playing the same song, we're all playing on the same beat, on the same note, it begins to sound beautiful. It sounds beautiful. And I'm telling you what, church, again, you may not play a musical instruments. You may not do anything on the stage. You can play just a little quieter. You may not play anything on the stage. But listen, God has given you a gift. He's given you a part in this church, in this body of Christ. Remember, it's almost like we're all different body parts, but we all make up the body of Christ. Without you, we're missing something. Without you, you're the missing piece. It's like chess, right? I don't know if you're familiar with chess. But I got a queen, a knight, and a pawn here. And some of you guys are like, man, I wish I could be the queen. can do anything. Just boom, 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 boom. Some of you guys are like, I am the queen. Whatever. You want to be the queen, you're like, what good is the pawn? It's even called a pawn. But listen, as mighty as the queen is, guess who can't raise someone from the dead? The queen. But guess who can? The pawn. The pawn can bring a piece back to life again. You see, you need them all. You might think, oh, just one space. It seems so meaningless. This church has so many talented people, so many amazing things happening in this church. Where's my spot? I feel like just like a pawn. But you know, in the right moment, this pawn is amazing. This pawn is great. In fact, it's not a game. It's not a proper game. You can't play the game right without the pawn. You can't play the game right without the queen. You can't play the game right without the knight. You need them all. Not one piece is better than another piece. They're just different pieces. Listen, not one gift is greater than another gift. They're all different gifts. It's us, people, humans, like we place a value on a gift that we were never supposed to place a value on. God has placed a gift inside of us and he's placed a value on it and he says they're all valuable. They're all needed, they're all necessary. And I know there's someone here today, you're thinking, man, but I don't know my gift. You know what, I think that should be our prayer this year for 2018. Is God, would you reveal to me the gift that you've placed inside of me? There's some of you, you have gifts, you have abilities, and they're amazing, but yet you've never used them for the body of Christ. You've never used them at our church or anywhere else. You've kind of keep them hidden or you use them for something else. And I think as a challenge and as encouragement to you, I would encourage you to tap Pastor Mark or Pastor Lave or Pastor Alex or Brittany or someone and say, hey, I've got this ability, I've got this talent. How can I use it for the church? I want to use this. And let's get you plugged in because you could be the missing piece. You could be the missing piece to reaching Faribault for Jesus. There's people out there who need to hear about Jesus. And how will they know if we're not unified with our gifts, if we're not working as one in 2018? Will you guys receive that encouragement? As we end here, I'll have you guys stand up. I just want to ask you guys one question. I want to pray for you. You can close your eyes. I just want to ask you this one question. It was a simple message, again, just a reminder and encouragement for us. Unity is so important. It changes lives. It does. It can change someone's trajectory. When they see the body of Christ unified and see them working together and see, man, they're so unique, they're so different, but yet something keeps them together. And that's Jesus. I just want to pray for a couple people. I want to pray for those who you'd say, Justin, I don't know what my gift is. I don't know my talent. I feel like I don't have anything. First, I want to say you do. God has given you something. And we're going to pray that God reveals that to you. He'll reveal it to you. He'll give it to you. He'll tell you what that is. And then there's another group of people who you have a gift, but you just haven't used it for the kingdom of God. You haven't used it for in church. You haven't used it to bless people. You've kind of kept it to yourself or to a trade. And I believe that God wants to break that out of you. He wants you to use that for the kingdom of God, to expand his kingdom. I'll tell you what, we can do more together than we can apart. And so I want to pray for those two people. So if that's you, if you're saying, Justin, I just want you to pray for me that God would reveal to me, man, what that gift is. I really want to know what that is in 2018. I want to go to 2018 strong, and I want that revelation of what that is. Or if you're saying, Justin, can you pray for me? I want to use my gift. I'm not sure how, but man, I want the boldness and the courage to say, hey, here I am, use me. I want to use my gift for the kingdom. If that's you, can you just raise your hand, any one of those two people? Hands all over, yeah. We all want to be used. We all want purpose. We all want to know that we matter. And let me just say this, you do matter. You do matter. Your gift matters. You could be the missing piece. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much for this morning. I thank you for your presence that is in this place. I thank you, God, that you're speaking and you're moving even today. God, I pray that we wouldn't underestimate the power of unity. That we wouldn't underestimate the power of a unified body coming together and worshiping one creator and going a single direction, having a common end goal, God, that we wouldn't look down on that, God, that we wouldn't cast it to the side, but God, we would see the importance of it, God, that just like you said in John, that it is so important that is how people will know that you are the Christ. That is how people will know that you're real, when they see a unified body. So God, I pray that River Valley Church, God, I pray for this campus specifically, that we would be known as a church that's unified, that we would be known as a church that is together, that we've got so much uniqueness, so many different things happening, God, but God, we're all the same. We're all unified under one God. And I pray, Father, for those who are seeking for their gifts. God, they're saying, Lord, I want you to reveal it to me. I want to know what my gift is. I want to know my talents is, because I want to make a difference. God, first, I know you're saying to them that they matter. And I join with them, God, that, God, would you reveal it to them? God, even begin now, God, just begin to show them. God, open their eyes. God, open their minds to understand what it is. And I pray, God, that as we go into 2018, that you'd tell them what that is. God, I pray for those who have a gift they haven't used in church. God, give them the boldness, the courage to step out and say, here I am, use me. I want to use my gift. I want to expand the kingdom. And God, we're believing for amazing things to happen in 2018. And God, I pray for everyone else. God, thank you for this church. God, thank you for what you're doing in the great city of Faribault and the surrounding communities, God. God, I just join with this church family and just thank you for what you're going to do. God, 2017 was an amazing year, but God, we're believing 2018 will be even greater. God, you've got greater things in Jesus' name. And so we thank you for that. God, I pray your blessing upon each and every person that's in this place. God, let's have a safe new year. God, let's go into 2018 triumphant and believing the best, that the best really is to come. In your name, everyone here says a great big amen.